back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google Store and download our app, or you know something much more easily, sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And once you've done that, then you say, Alexa, play Devil Radio. And you can take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. Listen to it on your phone. While you're at it on the website, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. More than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day as we speak, every day, calling our elections into question, undermining our democracy, spreading the big lie. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest voice against that. Well, we're going back to history in the making, and this is one I thought that Foxconn, quite frankly, had reared its ugly head for the last time, but no. But no, now it's just been announced that Foxconn is going to get $30 million from the state of Wisconsin. Instead of paying the state of Wisconsin $30 million, or instead of paying it $1 billion for site preparation, taking people's houses, the bonding that Mount Pleasant and Racine had to do, and turned over a most valuable piece of real estate industrially in the state, roughly halfway between O'Hare Airport and Mitchell Field, close to Lake Michigan, great transportation, great workforce, and they have done nothing. These clowns will get $30 million. Why? Because they created, they say, in 2020, 579 jobs. And because they say that they put in $26.6 million in capital investment. Oh, really? Oh, really? Wisconsin's put in almost $1 billion. Walker's the guy who signed this. Rebecca Clayfish, Lady Foxtrot, the Duchess of Foxtrot. She pom-pom girled him. She was his lieutenant governor. Ooh, Foxtrot, Fox. She has no idea what Foxtrot is. It's really Foxconn. Slipped it by her. Foxconn. No idea what Foxconn is. Donors liked it. Foxconn, Foxconn, Foxconn. Rah, rah, ree, kick him in the knee. Rah, rah, ras, kick him in the other knee. That was essentially the administration of Walker and the Duchess of Foxconn. So why are they getting $30 million? Why are they getting $30 million? $2.2 million of it is because they created 579 jobs. 26.6 is because they put in supposedly some capital investments. I don't know how they valued the investment. What's going on down there? They promised 53,000 a year jobs, 13,000 of them at 53 grand a year. That's what they promised. That is all baloney. In all their other plants, they pay a little under, over minimum wage. They're not paying an average of 53 grand. And when they say it an average, they don't get to average in their CEO's compensation and Chinese executives in Taiwan or mainland China, okay? The average guy on the ground down there, what's he getting? He ain't getting 53 grand a year. And there aren't 13,000 of them. There's 579 of them. The second thing that they promised was that they were making large screen TVs. Then they didn't do that. Then they were making small screens for phones. Then they didn't do that. Then they were going to make coffee makers, and they didn't do that. Then they were going to make electric cars, and they didn't do that. And then what they were going to do is simply be a consulting business. They promised to give $100 million the University of Wisconsin, and they reneged on that. To try to get political backing, they bought buildings around the state in Green Bay and Eau Claire. They bought one in Milwaukee. And certainly in the case of Milwaukee and some of them, they simply leased them back to the people who had them before. They just put up the Foxconn name to look like there was a Foxconn presence around the state. And Walker and Rebecca Clayfish go, oh, that's great. Boss still says that. Foxconn, he still says he's for Foxconn. Still says he's for Foxconn. $30 million. We should have gone, and frankly, I said this on Evers and Call, they should have gone to Foxconn and said, get out of here. You're not going to keep title of that. We're going to get you for breach of contract. You come in, you're experts at picking people's pockets, and you're not doing it here. They made a settlement. You know, we originally were into it for a little over $4 billion with a B. That's what Walker wrote on a napkin. You know, Walker should not have done this negotiation. The best governors in the country wouldn't have done it themselves, and he's the worst. They would have hired professionals. They have him on their staff. Somebody who does these kinds of deals with the correct paperwork and the correct negotiation. He apparently wrote on a napkin, $1 billion and slipped it to this guy, and this Foxconn guy knew he had a shill, knew he had a sucker, knew he had a pigeon. And he writes $4 billion and sends it back, and a shiver went down Walker's spine, and he said, okay. And the Republican Party fell into line. Trump was the one pushing it. To this day, I don't know what kind of slice Trump got. Ron Johnson was there with the shovel. Paul Ryan was there with the shovel. Walker, Trump, they're all digging into the ground for this scam. I think what Evers is looking at is that, well, litigation is expensive, is uncertain, and if we can get out with just paying something like the $30 million, what, for, they subsidize them $30 million for 579 jobs, and the capital investment they had to put in to support it, come on. In Milwaukee, we have great companies, you know, Miller Brewing, Harley Davidson, Northwest Mutual Life, really substantial companies. They create a lot more than 579 jobs. They don't get a nickel. They build a building. You know, you don't have the state legislature going, here, let us pay you a lot of money. What's going on here? There's a Chinese company. What's going on is back in 2017, Walker and Trump at the time both wanted to get reelected. And they figured that if they could give the illusion, the crooked illusion of some kind of economic activity that they were behind, it would get them reelected. I hit this very hard during the gubernatorial campaign in 2018. Trump was the guy who kept pushing it. This is going to be the new Silicon Valley. All sorts of people with technical ability were going to come here for the big screen TVs. Big screen TVs are a commodity. They're not the software. There's never going to be Silicon Valley. But then there were no big screen TVs, and there were no small screens. There's no electric cars, coffee makers, nothing. I don't know what these 579 jobs are doing. Then they said they were going to be a manufacturing outsource. And I have it on good authority. Major Milwaukee company went to them and they said, okay, maybe you can be our manufacturing outsource. In other words, like equivalent of shipping it to Asia, except Asia is right here. Now, why we would subsidize that is absurd, but okay. And then at the end, the guys from Foxconn said, by the way, you have to turn over the patent rights or the license for all your technology to us, just like China does. And they finally said no. Will people in this state get it through their thick heads that you don't negotiate with people like this? They will steal your IT. In Asia, they will. Here, they asked for it. They didn't steal it. They asked for it. They want to get in your face, and they want to have you pay for their getting in your face. Can you understand that? Voss doesn't understand that. The Duchess of Foxconn, the Duchess of Foxconn Abbey, Rebecca Clayfitch doesn't understand it. She has no understanding at all. She couldn't possibly be governor. She doesn't have the knowledge or the ability to be governor. Forget ideology. But I just think this is very wrong. This is what's happening, and it's essentially a payment to resolve a much bigger problem, the $4 billion problem. But the better course would have been to sue them for breach of contract and throw them out of the state and say, never darken our door, tell Biden never let them back in the United States. Well, the Manchin saga continues. I thought we'd milked about enough of that as we could. He is something else. He is something else. Manchin now, according to Biden, Biden and Manchin have talked. Biden and Manchin have talked, and Manchin said he's willing to continue to talk. Well, you know something? We're talking here about the $1.75 trillion soft infrastructure. Biden says that the talks will continue with Manchin. Jen Psaki, his Biden's spokesperson, said Manchin is acting in good faith. Before, she just tore him a new one, and that miffed him. And then somewhere he said, oh, the White House staff is disrespecting me. Oh, he is disrespecting me. Let me tell you something, Manchin. You're the one that has to come correct with some respect. You're the one that when the president of the United States calls you, you pick up the phone. You pick up the phone. You don't blow that off and go on Fox. But they're doing a love fest now. Psaki is going, well, Manchin's in good faith. Well, who knows? I think Manchin is getting heat from the United Coal Miners, United Mine Workers. You cut off their black increases to their black lung in West Virginia. This is what he did. And then he goes, I don't want the child tax credit. He said, I want corporate tax credits. I like Trump's bill. Every time there's a sunset provision and a major piece of tax cuts, which benefits higher income people, everybody rushes to continue it. Here, there's a proposed extension of the child tax credit that buys diapers, food, pays rent, clothing, and keeps people from being homeless, quite a few people. And he goes, they'll pay drugs and go hunting. He did not say that about CEOs who got, and many of them, who knows if they do drugs or not, they can clearly go hunting. This whole thing is bizarre for a guy from West Virginia. This guy is not from Park Avenue. He's from West Virginia. So stay tuned. Maybe it'll go somewhere. We'll see. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. The phones are lighting up. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.